Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Friday, everybody. And I hope you're going to have a great weekend because we're about to give you some of the best advice you've ever heard in your entire life.
As usual.
As usual. Nothing new here. I have no updates, so, but you really? Do.
I was just on a trip with my mom in Montecito.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. What a place. It is so, I don't think I've ever actually stayed in Montecito.
I was going to say, what is that?
What is that?
Is it like a suburb in Santa Barbara?
I actually don't know if it's considered like it is Santa Barbara or it's outside of Santa Barbara, but on the map, it's a different place than Santa Barbara, just like right outside.
Oh, okay.
Very close,
I mean, I've
though.
Heard of it, but.
And yeah, maybe it is considered just in Santa Barbara. I actually don't really know, but it's very, very close and it's just the best vibe. So 1 year for my birthday, we went to Summerland, which is also like basically Santa Barbara, but Montecito is more, even more like upscale and luxury. And rich. Ooh. I think it's like one of the richest. I don't want to say, I don't know if it's one of the richest places in California, but I think it's like some of the most expensive real estate. It's insane. And so my mom and I like to try and go on a trip for our birthdays because her birthday's in December, mine's in January. And we've always loved like taking a trip together to celebrate. We used to do it. We kind of started doing it like every year, but then we kind of fell off. We haven't done it for a few years. So we wanted to do it again this year. And we stayed at this beautiful hotel called the Rosewood, which I had just saved on my like Pinterest. And I'd been saving photos of it because it's so, so pretty. And then they hosted us and it was absolutely amazing.
Nice.
Really, really incredible place. I highly recommend. The service was insane. Everything was perfect. Like it was kind of rainy and drizzly the whole weekend. So we couldn't do a ton. But that was also kind of, it was kind of a cozy,
fun,
nice
that's
vibe.
That's the vibe.
Yeah. So we just ate and hung out. We rode bikes around the little,
around the
grounds.
That.
And also, I wish I didn't tell you this yet.
Oh.
But I'm like, you shouldn't know this. I need to stop talking to you so much, actually, because I wanted to tell you on the podcast about the estate sale that we went to, but now you already know about it. Anyway, whatever. So we saw a sign for an estate sale and we're like, okay, we have to go because number one, we love all that stuff. Thrifting, estate sales, me and my mom. But also the houses there are insane.
Yeah.
All of them are like mansions and they're beautiful. So the walkway up to this estate sale was just, it was like, I swear, a quarter mile to even get to the home. Like the lot was massive. And I looked it up after I was like looking in the neighborhood. I looked it up. That house was like $15 million that we went into.
Hey.
It was huge. We literally were getting lost in it. Had like gardens. It was stunning. Had like three guest houses. Like one was a gym. One was just like a guest house, a little kitchen. One was like a 2-bedroom, 2-bath guest house. And then the main house. And the backyard was, you couldn't even see the end of it. Like you just look and it's like, anyway, so it was so beautiful. And my mom just asks the guy, she's like, who owns this? Or like, who owned this house? Do you know? And he was telling us who owned it. And he's like, but actually, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom just bought it. And me and my mom were like, we're in Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom's house right now. Like, they're going to move into it probably very soon.
Gosh.
That's why they're having an estate sale to like get rid of everything. And then they're going to move in. And afterwards, I'm like, is he allowed to say that to us? Like,
yeah,
that seems very private information. Like, they are very big celebrities.
Yeah.
It's not like they're, you know.
And now the whole world knows.
I'm like, And
here's the address.
Here's the address. I loved it. No, but I was like, and then the reason I'm sharing also those, because I looked it up and it was kind of public. Like it was like Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom buy $15 million mansion in Montecito. I'm like, okay. So I guess like
I
it's
do
not
feel
a
like
secret.
Once you reach the top of the top in terms of wealth and fame, you're just going to have security and all of the precautions anyway. So you probably don't care as much if people know your address.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift, everyone knows where her apartment is in New York.
Yeah, it's like you cannot get away with no one knowing. Yeah. I know. So anyway, that was really crazy. I'm like, wow, if they ever do like an Architectural Digest or like
she left him a note, put it in the house.
True. Hey, Orlando.
Just to her, just to him.
I'm like, Katie, I went to your concert back in 2016. Amazing.
Here's a photo of
actually
me.
It was even earlier than that. Yeah, anyway, I thought that was insane. I was like, I cannot believe we just toured. Basically
crazy.
Got a full-blown tour of Katy Perry's new mansion.
Oh my god!
I actually didn't get anything from the estate sale, which is really a bummer, but it was a lot of big stuff and it was actually incredibly expensive. Like I saw this piece of art. I was like, oh, that's really cool. Actually $4,000. I'm like,
I know. Okay. I hate that. Well, not at estate sales, but I went to a consignment store the other day and I was like, this piece of art is perfect for my living room. $4,900. I was like, wait, I thought I was at a consignment, like thrift store.
Yeah. That we're thrifting.
How do you know the value of this?
I know. Well, consignment is just means that they owned it before or but someone else owned it. So they could know the value of the art.
Yeah, but come on.
I know. You just like think you're getting a deal.
Exactly. Usually I think I'm getting a steal.
Yeah, there were no deals to be had in this place. They had the cheapest thing we saw was like $150. And it was also the style of the whoever lived there. It wasn't like really my style, which was very unfortunate because I was like, I need to buy something here. As a token, you know, as a memory. But yeah, I didn't find anything, but it still was just such a
no trinkets.
There were such huge, all the pieces were huge. And since it's a literal mansion, it'd be like a dining table that's like 12 feet long. You know what I mean? It wasn't really small scale things because it's such a massive house. But the guy was like, yeah, they already have a house in Santa Barbara. They just wanted one in Montecito. I'm like, wow.
Must be nice.
That is...
Except for must not be nice. Why?
Well, I was telling my mom, I'm like, I just think once you get to that level of fame and money, I assume nothing really hits anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, you bought a house in Montecito because you have to have somewhere to like place your money because you don't want millions of dollars just sitting in the bank. So you're like, okay, where can we buy a house? Okay, Montecito. It's like, it's not like they're like, this is
mansion.
My dream. Probably. Yeah. I'm like, nothing just... That's kind of sad. I feel like nothing would just hit anymore. It's just like...
It's like online shopping for them.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, let's buy this house. I'll order it. Like, not really look into it, give it much thought.
Yeah.
Then just one day it arrives on their doorstep. Here are the keys to your new Montecito mansion.
Insane.
That's
so anyway,
fun.
That was cool. I think a lot of celebrities live in Montecito. It's very like private and rich. And yeah, we also did it. We went to an open house there. There was an open house. So me and my mom walked through it. And it was like $7 million. But it was so pretty. Like just... Oh, the views and stuff. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. This place it's amazing because it's like mountains and coast.
Yeah.
And good weather. I'm like, wow. That makes sense why it's so expensive.
I know. Santa Barbara just hits different. I feel like.
It's so beautiful.
So beautiful. The vibes are just.
Every time we've been there, I'm like, oh, wait, you didn't come to Summerland for my birthday.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I always forget. No, you didn't come to Malibu.
Yeah, I didn't go to Malibu.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You were there for that.
Just tries to gaslight me.
I'm like, you've never been there. Well, did we go again, though? Because we went to, like, Solvang for Danny's.
Yeah.
So we've been to that area. It's all right next to each other.
Yeah.
We've been to that area, like, twice together, maybe three times.
Yeah.
And every time I've been, I'm like, oh, wow.
So beautiful.
It is so pretty here. So, yeah. Anyway, great, perfect weekend with my mom. We walked into the hotel and she started sobbing. Because it was just like so nice and beautiful. They knew I was coming with my mom and it was like for our birthdays and stuff. And they had set up a photo of us. Like, I'll probably have posted it at this point. But
how
they set up like multiple photos just like from my Instagram.
Oh, cute.
Printed out. And we're like, welcome, JC and Jill. She was literally sobbing. She's like, this is so amazing.
I love that.
It was really fun. It was special. So
that is probably the number one best part of being an influencer is like you get this a little, you know, if you have a situation like that where you're getting a little bit special treatment and then you get to bring your family who doesn't get to experience that all the time.
Yes.
Makes you appreciate it.
Oh, 100%. I was telling my mom like, because we were talking a little bit about, well, first of all, one of my videos kind of went like, I know once my video has left my audience and gone to a terrifying like other
space.
Side of TikTok and my like finding out I'm pregnant video, I think got onto like just people who have obviously have no idea who I am. Like, it went to a different kind of left field.
Mm-hmm.
And the comments were horrifying. Like, just like comment after comment. I was just blocking. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't even want to say them because they're like just really horrible. But
wait, you're joking.
It would be like,
Trolls or like people just confused? Like,
no, like, okay. Well, oh yeah, yeah. It was on the video of me finding out. One of them was like, oh, because I think the caption said like, us finding out we're pregnant after 4 years of infertility. And people be like, she probably cheated on him. Like, you can't just get rid of infertility. Like, these were the stupid ones. Okay. These aren't like the mean ones, but it'd be like, I can't.
You can't get rid.
Is like, oh, he had 4 years to get out. And like, now he's going to be stuck paying child support. Like, just weird, like stupid stuff like that. But then a lot of them were like, I hope it dies and stuff. I'm like,
oh, I was not expecting that.
Oh, like even beyond. It was like, don't get too excited. Like, it'll probably die. I'm like, okay.
I'm laughing because I'm like shocked.
No, I'm telling you, there were tons. And my mom was with me. I was like gasping. I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, my TikTok has left my audience.
Yeah.
And she building. Was like, how? She's like, I don't understand. Like, how do people say this kind of stuff? Anyway, we were talking
like,
about.
They're probably 12.
Yeah. I was like, they probably are. But my mom was just saying in general, she's like, I don't get like, how are you? We were just talking about like hate and people just being so mean. And she's like, just saying like, why and how and whatever. And we got to the hotel. I'm like, there are pros and cons to this job, as you have
you
seen.
See how they have printed out photos of me?
Yeah, like,
that is why.
You see the highs and lows of this job. Like, yes, you, and that is like not even, again, I don't, that those comments did not affect me. I feel like it's just like, okay, you're just trolls. But, you know, she was talking about like the just deep hatred that people also have. And I'm like, it just, pros and cons.
I know.
It's like something you have to deal with. Being like misunderstood or hated, but like you have so many pros to living. So it's just like you have to.
I know. I was thinking that exact same thing, like for various reasons. But I was like, the hate comments, they seem so like when you see them or when you get them, it's so visceral. Like,
yes.
Is that the right word? It's like so shocking.
It's jarring.
And you feel in that exact moment like, oh my gosh, I never
want to share. Again.
Like, I want to quit my job. But then I was thinking about that same concept, like all of the amazing things this job has brought me overshadows that a million times. Like I would trade that a million times over for like what it's given me.
For sure. And I think it's like there are such highs and lows that I think people, I don't know, we've kind of been talking about
this recently.
It's fun.
It keeps it exciting.
I'm like, it's awesome. No, it's like people really don't like when influencers complain because it's like, you and I completely understand that perspective of like you're very privileged in a lot of ways if you're in a certain position where people are just like, why are you complaining?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, just like when you are you and you are in the position and you're like feeling so misunderstood or hated or something, it's like hard to not let that get to you. But I don't know. It just the pendulum like is constantly swinging.
Yeah.
And it's just the life you live.
Highs and lows of life.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has highs and lows in their job.
Mm-hmm. Our
pros
highs
and cons.
Are higher.
No, please.
I'm just kidding.
Again, the lows are very low.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jumping into an ad for Apostrophe. You know, sometimes having a bad skin day can really, really throw off your day. I know it has for me. And we all know it's very easy to focus on the negative, but it's important to remember to take care of yourself. And one of the best forms of self-love is taking care of your skin. so that you can feel good on the inside and out. And that is why we are excited to partner with Apostrophe. So Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin, whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring. Apostrophe will help you love the skin you're in. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. You simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and your medical history, then snap a few selfies, and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. I love customized skincare like this because everyone's skin is so, so different, and it's really hard to take blanket advice. You know, if you see someone online saying, oh, this product worked amazing for my skin, it's not a guarantee that it will necessarily work for you because everyone's skin is just so different. So this is really nice to actually get a clear picture and a more personalized approach to what you specifically need.
Also, it can be nice to have the customized plan because at least for me, through different times in my life, I've struggled with different things with my skin. Sometimes I struggle with acne. Sometimes, you know, there's dark spots. Maybe I want my skin texture to be improved. And that is why it's so nice because you have an access to an expert derm team with Apostrophe. You have your tailored treatment plan, and it's really simple to sign up for your first visit. And there's no in-person appointment or trip to the pharmacy needed. We have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/whatwesaid when you use our code whatwesaid. That's a savings of $15. This code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/whatwesaid and click get started. Then use our code whatwesaid at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
You guys, we love Way at the What We Said podcast. You should already know this by now. We have been using Way hair products for years. Chelsea and I also went to St. Bart's with them on an incredible vacation, just the most glorious trip of all time. And we fell even more in love with Way because we were using the products the whole week in St. Bart's, and they are just simply amazing. I feel like having a good hair day literally changes my mood. If I'm having a good hair day, I will be nicer to you and I look cuter. I just feel better all around. It's very important for the confidence. So you can have a really good hair day in just like 5 minutes with Way's new hair gloss. This is an amazing product, you guys. Not only does the hair gloss give you immediate shine straight from the shower, it also helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy to get your hair looking and feeling healthier. As someone who colors their hair red, my red fades pretty fast. And when I put this hair gloss on in the shower, when I got out and I blow dried my hair and styled it, it looked so shiny, healthy, and very vibrant, which is very important to me because I feel like my red just kind of fades and dulls down pretty quickly. But this is a really good like in-between product to make you feel like you kind of just, you know, got out of the salon. It's a very easy addition to your routine. It literally takes like 5 minutes in the shower, and it can also prevent heat damage. So it has a little bit of a heat protectant in it so that after you get out of the shower, you apply it instead. I apply it instead of conditioner, by the way. And you don't do it like on the roots or anything because you don't want to get too much shine, but you just kind of comb it through your hair and it will just make your hair feel and look so much healthier and help prevent some heat damage too.
Their hair gloss is made with hyaluronic acid and rice water, so it provides that immediate shine, helps treat damage, and enhances color vibrancy. As someone with brown hair, I mean, I'm sure this is how everyone feels with every hair color, but sometimes when you have brown hair, you really, when it's looking dull, it's looking real boring and drab. So having that extra shine or vibrancy is very nice and lifts your mood. They also have amazing other products, like some of their best sellers are their leave-in conditioner. I love their leave-in conditioner. They have their detox shampoo. They also have fragrances. Their St. Bart's line as well smells absolutely it's fantastic. Incredible. I love their St. Bart's body lotion. It is heavenly. So give your hair a glow up with Way. Go to THEOUAI.com and use promo code what we said for 15% off any product. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code what we said. Go check it out. I forgot that I actually do have an update, and is that I was literally alone, a single mom for a week.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking, I'm like, I didn't do anything, but that's because Nick was out of town he was gone for like 6 nights. And well, he's only supposed to be gone for 5, but and his plane, he flight got delayed. And anyways, he's gone for 6 nights. So I was just me and Case. And this was right after I saw Ballerina Farm having 8 children and doing Miss America pageant. And I was like, okay, I'm just doing, you know, all of the household chores. Nick is literally a stay-at-home parent. He does so much. He does almost everything, like in terms of keeping the house and just getting Case ready for things and breakfast and all of that stuff. I didn't realize how much until he was gone.
You never know until they're gone. You're like, why is the dishes whatever? Why is the trash not out?
It's exactly. Like, oh. This is how it always goes. Do you feel this way like when Leif goes out of town? Like the first day your spouse, your partner, someone, your roommate even goes out of town, you're like, okay, it's kind of nice. I got my own place. Like, it's kind of a nice day. You just get to do everything you want to do. You don't have to give time to anybody else.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm excited to have, you know, the next couple days. I literally forced him to go on this trip. He went on like a snowboarding trip. And I was like, I want you to go. I want to have some undivided alone time with Case before the new baby comes. You need a break, whatever. And so then he left. And after day two, I was like, oh my gosh, I have not like sat down and just had alone time. Like, I've been going. If you want the house to be clean,
right?
If you want, you know, to be present with your child, if you want to be like playtime, meal time, cleanup time, taking care of Sophie, taking care of the house, I was like,
and heaven forbid, like working as well. It's like, how do you do it all?
I had this whole new, I already appreciate all moms, but especially I was just thinking about single parents, like single moms or dads who are taking care of their kids full time, have to work, have to keep the house clean, have to feed their kids, have to make sure their kids do their homework. Heaven forbid you have multiple kids. Shout out to the parents of the world, because I was realizing how easy I had it, because I was like, oh, when you have two people who are home all the time, we tag team all the time. So, you know, if I have to go do something or if he has to go do something, it's just like, oh, yeah, see ya.
Yeah.
Get up and whatever.
You don't have to like prep for it or plan as much.
Yeah. So if you're doing this by yourself, I applaud you, and you are built different.
I just saw a TikTok kind of, it was like, she's talking about, well, it was about Hailey Bieber. Did you see the Hailey Bieber thing?
When she said she came home from work.
Yeah.
So stupid.
I don't even want to get into it because it's the dumbest thing I've actually ever heard. But she was kind of comparing it to just like.
Wait,
like,
was Hailey Bieber talking? Or
sorry, no. Someone. Just this girl on my For You page that. I loved her video. I favorited it, but she was just talking about how, like, basically, why are we still pretending that, like, we don't understand that she's working?
Yeah.
Or, like, that anyone that does, like, content creation or is an influencer or whatever, she's like, it has been around for too long now for us to keep being like, you don't have a job. It's just like, she runs a multi-million dollar skincare brand.
Yes.
She is working. Like, and it doesn't
even
matter.
She's even she is a content creator in a way, but she wasn't even talking about content creation. She was literally talking about, Probably
going
office.
To a road. Yeah. But anyway, and I think I didn't even watch the video of her, but I think all she said was literally like, I just got home from work and like, I'm going to do my skincare. And then it blew up and everyone's like, you don't have a job. What work? But anyway, that is besides the point. The girl was saying, she's like, it's giving people who are saying, you know, a mom's like, oh my gosh, I'm like so tired after today. And they're like, you're home all day. Like, try working. It's like, I am working.
No.
Like, I'm working all day. Like, why can't we understand that like everyone's work looks different? Whether you're a stay-at-home parent, whether you work full-time, whether you work part-time and you do a side hustle, whether you blah, blah, blah. It's like, we're all trying to pay our bills, like, for the most part. Everyone's working to some degree. Why are we pretending that people just don't have, you know?
Don't do anything.
It's like, what do you mean?
No. I'm so over the stay-at-home parent, like, people not understanding what that
the
is.
Slander.
Like, this has been going on our entire existence on this planet. Having people stay home if you have kids or not, even if you're just taking care of a household. Like, it is so much work if you're a stay-at-home parent. It is like a privilege usually to be able to stay at home because everything's so expensive nowadays. Like, if you can afford to stay at home, but even if you weren't staying at home, you'd have to pay someone to do all the other stuff.
Well, I was going to say, child care is extremely expensive as well.
Yes.
So it's like anything.
It's so much
work. We're all just trying
to
survive out here in whatever capacity. And like, I really can't with that either. But also, I feel like with the stay-at-home dad thing, I was telling Leif, like, if we're in a place now where we're saying, okay, to be a stay-at-home mom, that's a lot of work. You have to give the same respect to if a dad's going to stay home.
Yeah.
Because I feel like just, again, the traditional roles, it's like, okay, most of the time the guy works, the girl stays home, whatever, just in historically. But now if we're going to switch the roles, you can't now be like, what does he do for work? Like, why is
he
at home? Nothing. Yeah. It's like, what do you mean?
No, it bothers me so
bad. We just established that being a stay-at-home parent is very hard and a lot of work. So,
and sometimes it's literally stay-at-home moms that do it. That they're like, wait, what is he doing if he's not working? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing. It's, I don't know.
It's not the easy way out.
I can't even speak on it. I've never been a stay-at-home parent. I just assume.
Yeah.
And I see, like, all my friends, you know, I have a lot of friends who work with their spouse or, mm-hmm. and I'm even trying to figure out when I obviously have my baby, like,
yeah.
what our dynamic will be. And I still want to be working and Leif still wants to be helping me with certain work things, but he's also going to probably spend a lot of time, whatever, anyway. I've yeah. just been thinking about it a lot and I'm like, you really can't
be.
It's
a team effort.
Yeah, it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. And again, maybe sometimes both parents work, but you still have to pay someone to watch your kid.
Exactly.
So.
Or switch off and.
Someone's you know. Working. Everyone's working.
Exactly.
To some degree.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywho.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you for coming to our dissertation of
roles. How long has it been? Oh, wow. Yeah, we should get into the advice. We're doing an advice column today. And you guys have written in.
As you do.
As you do. For some advice. You want to go first?
Yes, I'll go first. After this baby stops kicking my ribs. How to let the nice guy down easy. It's easy to say no to a guy who is being creepy or a jerk, but what about the guys who are nice? No real red flags, just no attraction on my part.
Oh.
This guy has been nothing but a gentleman. He has offered to help with moving, parties I've thrown, etc. He recently gave me a very generous gift as well, and now I feel even worse telling him no when he asks me out. And also, what do I do with the gift? Sincerely, a girl who hates the dating scene. That's the worst. That is the worst when you have to like break the good guy's heart. You just don't feel it.
Oh, well, there's no easy way.
The gift thing is hard because when someone gives you a gift, I feel like it's kind of rude to reject it. But also like he's giving it to you. But also if you feel the gift has like underlying expectations or like, I don't know.
Super expensive or what do you mean?
No, like he's giving it to you almost like. You don't feel like just out of the generosity of his heart, but because he's like trying to woo you, then it
like he thinks you're going
like
to be his girlfriend soon or something, and you're like,
yeah, it feels like it comes with like if I accept this, then I'm leading you on almost, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know. What is the gift? She didn't say. Mm-mm. Just a very generous gift.
Yeah, very generous.
Okay,
gift. Is it like
that's
jewelry?
Terrifying me?
I think you just have to be extremely honest with him and just don't let it go on any longer,
I
and don't accept
so
help from him anymore. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't
like,
want to feel
seems
more.
Like you're really taking advantage of it. She's like, help me with everything. Help me move.
Oh,
that's the hard part.
That's really hard.
Because you know they're going to be there.
If he's a nice guy, he'll probably have a nice reaction. That's the good news.
Sometimes the nice ones, I feel like, have the worst reaction.
Well,
not
I mean,
to scare you.
Well, I think he'll be sad, but I don't yeah. think he's going to like freak out on her. If he's a very nice guy, he's
yeah.
not going to be like, how
true.
Could you? I feel like he'll be chill at a little bit. Maybe he'll be really sad. But
if he's a genuine person, yeah. Sometimes like the really charming ones that are like love bombing you almost, if you reject the love bombing,
they're scary.
They're like, they turn into a different person. You're like, wait, I'm so glad I didn't get together with you.
Yeah.
Because you're actually scary.
There's no other option but to just be so
I
honest
know.
And say, I'm so sorry. I'm not feeling it. I hate that
it's
for
hard
you.
When they're not being.
I hate that he gave you a gift.
I don't know if he's being super upfront. It's the other thing with guys. It's so hard to know when to reject them. Like when are they just being, when are you jumping the gun?
Mm-hmm.
And when are you not leading them on?
I don't think you're jumping the gun if he gave you a
no,
generous
no, no.
gift,
at this
though.
Point, I think you've
earned
you've
the,
done enough.
You've earned the right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like getting further and further along. You got to cut it off
yeah,
at some
gifts.
Point.
Yeah, the gifts. Yeah.
Did she say how long it's been? No.
Mm-mm.
That really sucks.
I know.
You just have to be like, I don't see this going any further romantically.
Yeah. And you can just say it like, I don't want to make assumptions, but I've been feeling that you're obsessed with me. No, I've been feeling that you know, I just want mm-hmm. to make it very clear where we stand. And
yeah.
I don't see this going any further than friendship.
Yeah.
So get lost.
So scram.
Scram, ugly.
Okay. Hi, SOS. So one of my best friends dated this guy our junior year of high school. To preface, they dated for 6 months, never said I love you, and he did nothing wrong. She just wasn't ready for a relationship. We are 21 now, seniors in college, and respectfully, there is so much sexual tension between me and him.
Ooh.
We have a lot of mutual friends, so we hang out a good amount and always have good conversations. Like, do I suppress my love for him or text her or what? I think you could maybe date him, actually.
Wait, read the first part again.
They dated in their junior year of high school for 6 months.
And how old are they now?
They're 21 now. So that had to have been like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how serious they were when she said that they never said, I love you.
I don't think it it solicits you asking her permission necessarily, but maybe a heads up.
For sure a heads up. Like, but I don't think you need to suppress your love for him.
No.
It's been long enough. If they dated for like their entire high school experience and like told each other they loved each other, mm-hmm. I'd be like, eh. But for a few months and you know, and they didn't say I love you?
No.
I would say text her and be like, how do you feel about this? Also, I feel like you could get a good read on. Like, well, Chelsea and I don't have any mutual, like, we didn't kiss the same person in high school, but we've kind of liked one of the same-ish. I thought we, like, had a mutual hand to hold or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, old. My point is, like, if after high school, if one of us, like, oh, we're going to date them, we'd be like, I don't care less.
Yeah. Also, it depends where she is. If she's, like, in a happy relationship, even better.
Yeah.
She's, like, still hung up on him?
Yeah. I don't think she is.
The one that got away.
That feels like it was a long time ago.
No.
Junior year is like, you're like 16, aren't you then? Yeah. Or 17. Maybe 17. Yeah. So it's been 16, at least 17. 4 years, though.
Yeah. That's no, you're enough. Definitely fine. You're definitely fine. Especially if you give her a heads up.
Mm-hmm. One of her best friends, she said. Also, she didn't say my best friend in the world.
That's all. That's hard, though. Easier said than done to like be like, hey. I feel like if you're writing this in, maybe it's a bigger deal than maybe where you think it is. Like, if it really was just some random fling, I feel like she wouldn't feel the need to write in.
I just feel like high school relationships aren't as serious unless you literally date for years and you're like, we might get married. If you're not like that with someone, then it's like, I feel like you wouldn't care. Well, yeah. I wouldn't.
Especially in a couple years, that will become even more clear. Maybe they're like kind of fresh. Like 21, you kind of still feel like you just graduated like a second ago. So maybe it feels fresher than it actually is.
True.
But in a year's time, like, don't waste time.
No.
If you think he's the one, go for it.
Sure. I agree.
Okay. Hey, girls, how do you know you were ready for marriage? I graduated from a small Christian college 2 years ago. And as you can imagine, everyone that I know from school is engaged, married, or having babies. I struggle because every time I'm on social media, it makes me feel like I'm behind in life. I have been in a healthy relationship for just over a year now with a man that I love, and every day I find myself wishing I was engaged. The problem is, I genuinely can't tell if this is something I'm actually ready for or if it's the result of what I'm seeing on social media. Any advice? Maybe both.
Self-aware.
Yeah. I feel like you might be overthinking it a little bit, but it also probably is definitely influenced by, you know, your surroundings. Like, if you really like him and you've been dating for over a year and you still, you know, feel like he's the one, I think it's very natural to... Yeah, let's lock this down.
Yeah.
But you might be feeling extra pressure because it could be both.
We've been talking about that concept of just like your environment. It influences you so much, whether you realize it or not. Like, who you're around and what you're seeing 24/7, you feel like that's what you should be doing, regardless of if you want to or not. Mm-hmm. So I think that your environment is definitely influencing you.
Yeah.
But I also feel like, I don't want to say the like when you know thing, but I do feel like, if you feel very safe and secure with someone, you shouldn't be like scared to get engaged to someone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be like, oh, I don't think I am. I feel like you should be like, I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. I want to be engaged to someone before you get engaged.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be much like
iffiness.
It should be pretty like, no, I want to really bad.
Yeah. It's the vibes I'm getting from what you wrote is that you do want to, but you're probably a careful person. You're probably like very thoughtful, maybe tend to overthink a little bit.
Wait, what? How old is she? Graduated for a few years from college, right?
Yeah.
So how old does that make her?
Yeah. 2 years ago. Probably like 25, maybe? What I'm saying is I feel like you do. I'm not getting the vibe that you're like, I don't know about him. It's more just like, wait, am I wanting marriage because everyone else does?
Yeah.
But it seems like you do love him. And if that's something you want, then you want it.
Also, no one can know but you, girly.
I know.
We can't really give it. That's something so deep you can't give advice on. Like, should I get engaged to this person or not? It's like, that is your, I mean, not that she's asking.
It's
that.
Your risk.
Don't blame us.
Wipe my hands clean.
No, but it's just like, that is not something that anyone else can really like.
Yeah. Tell you if it's right or not.
But I think
follow
it
your
is
heart.
Good to be aware of.
The pressure.
Yeah. Of like, I might be pushing this or I might want it more because of what I'm seeing. And that's good to be aware of, regardless of if you get engaged or not.
It's definitely.
Like, it's just self-awareness. So. You'll be fine.
Agreed.
You'll be just fine. Okay, first of all, I love y'all and the husbands, the pups, Case, Beth, and Millie, and everyone so much.
Wow, everyone.
What we said is such a source of joy for me and the Chelsea to my JC. I feel like the four of us would be besties. Okay, my question is how to not put a timeline on your life and be at ease with just letting things happen as they do. I'm 25 and just feel like I want to have a lot of things done. marriage, kids, being financially stable, etc. by 30, and it's probably not going to happen in 5 years. I have a boyfriend that I love, and we know we're going in that direction, but I just struggle not being in control of the timing because obviously he will be the one to propose. I'm sad to think I won't have kids young. Any advice is appreciated.
Wow, loaded question.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same as what we were just talking about.
I know. I was going to say, I feel like that age specifically, probably around the same age as the girl we just were talking about, 25, 26 is also when I felt the most pressure of like the expectations you've had your whole life are right in front of your face of like, when am I going to get this done? But when you give yourself time and a few years go by, you realize like you have
time,
which is like the most annoying. I'm like, just wait.
Well, the thing is, we live in a different time now. We live in a different generation. And I think that it's like, at least for me, and again, the environment I grew up in, it was like, you know, my parents were married. Well, my parents actually got married when they were 17 years old. So yeah, I think we've talked about that. But I mean, that's a bit.
Do people know that?
I think so.
Oh,
my actual news. Like biological parents.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom and my dad. They got married in high school when they were in high school, which is a bit excessive. I'm not saying that was normal, but, you know, I was talking to my mom this weekend when we were together. I was like, if I had, you know, followed your trajectory, basically, I would have an 8-year-old, I think, right now. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I just feel like times are very different where it's like, you got married younger, again, where at least where I'm from. Mm-hmm. Like, you get married really young, you have kids really young, and you buy a house really young as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of it is just like boom, boom, boom. And I always thought of like being in your 30s as not old, but kind
of. Retirement.
No, because this is another thing that I was talking to Leif about recently is that my mom was in her 30s when I was in high school.
That is wild.
So when I graduated, she was still in her 30s. She turned 40, I think, the year I graduated.
That's crazy.
Afterwards.
Well, yeah, because she just turned 50.
Yeah. So she was literally like 36 at one point when I, and then to now think of Leif's already 31, we don't even have our kid yet. I'm like, oh my gosh, it just seems so different. The reason I'm saying all of that combined is like, I just feel like it's a different time now where we have to like change our expectations a little bit. Literally, it's way harder now to buy a house. There's so many things that I feel like with the rise of social media, like dating is different. It's just not the same as like marrying someone in your hometown, getting, you know what I mean? Just all of it, boom, boom, boom. I feel like there's a lot of layers now. So we have to all give ourselves a little bit of grace. And I think that the timeline is shifting for like everyone I know.
Yeah.
All those things aren't happening as young as I think that they used to happen. So yeah,
I agree.
Just to give you some.
And I do hope. Think like that is you, the person who's writing this, you are at the age where you are forced to let go of those expectations. I feel like everybody goes through that stage where they're like, okay, wait, this is how I thought my whole life was going to go. Now I'm realizing I have to take like all of these factors into account and see what life actually is now and, you know, be okay with it.
Don't you think of 30 now so differently than you did?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm
even
like,
that I did at
so
24.
Young. Yes.
Like, that's what I'm saying. In a couple years, you will have, just have to go through the process of like letting go of expectations of what your life will look like and start accepting the new stuff that's coming. And you just become more accepting as you get older. It's like the most annoying answer. I hate old people say that, but it just is the truth.
Or being like, you're young. You're like, literally, shut up. I know.
But it's just the truth.
I know. And you just have no choice but to kind of surrender to your life's timeline, like truly.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you really
can't force it.
No. You really don't have much of an option. I mean, you can, you know, help certain things move along. Obviously, communicate with your boyfriend if you'd like to get engaged soon. I feel like
you're out of control.
That one. You're also at an age where I feel like that's like appropriate to start thinking about. She's 25,
totally.
You know? It's like, yeah. I feel like that's fair to be like, I would like to get
engaged that's in the cards.
Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least know that we're going in that direction like fairly soon because I want to have kids at some point, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's fair for sure.
Yeah. You're fine. Don't stress. I'm just kidding. But it will be okay. Okay. This next one has a trigger warning for weight loss. I'm 4 months postpartum and I haven't lost any weight since 2 weeks postpartum, despite working out regularly and trying to watch what I eat, but literally always starving from breastfeeding. I feel the worst I've ever felt about myself. I hate my huge boobs. I hate that I still can't wear what I want. My hair is falling out and I don't even know what my style is anymore since I can't wear what I want. I'm trying to be positive and recognize I just had a baby, but I don't know what to do to make myself feel better. Wow. This is very relatable, first of all. I can relate to this. And just know you're in the literal trenches at 4 months postpartum. That is like when your hair starts falling out. The newness of it has kind of started to fade. You're starting to get back into real life. And I feel like all of the expectations of women in society
being like normal again come in, and you're like
you think you have to have everything together, but your body's still very much healing. I can't remember the exact timeline, but I've heard people say, you know, it took your body 9 months to get to this place. Like, you have to give yourself at least 9 months for your body to even heal, for your organs to literally go back to where they came from. The fact that your organs move when you're pregnant. Have you ever seen a diagram of where your organs go when you're pregnant?
No, but I just saw this TikTok of this girl being like, oh, you think this is like your baby, but it's not. It's literally like your stomach, your organs, like this is your right baby here. Down here. I'm like,
yeah, your baby's so low.
I'm shook.
It's so weird.
It is so weird.
No wonder you have indigestion. I wish I had a diagram to show you guys right now. I didn't screenshot it, but I'm sure you could look it up.
Everything just like shifts. Just
moved around. And then after the baby leaves, your uterus, I think it's like 25. It gets 25 times, I think, the size that it started out as. Like, your uterus starts like this, and then it literally gets like this. And then it goes back down to this. So when you look pregnant still after you've had a baby, it's because your uterus is still like trying to contract to get back down.
I was just thinking about how like just like societally it's, and I'm like a part of it too, I feel like, to a degree, where societally it's just so like impressive to see someone, I don't want to use these words, but like bounce back after pregnancy. It's like, if like in a month they look almost the same as they did, you're just like, oh, that's amazing. And like, I've been thinking of just about how, first of all, unimportant and like kind of just weird that is, that we focus so much on that.
How fast does your body
go
back?
How fast did it go back? It's like, why are we like,
it is.
And again, I'm not invalidating her like 100%. I feel like it's so weird to have your body be shifting and changing and like having all these emotions. I'm just saying, like, from an outside, I think it's so bizarre that we all like think about that and judge that of other people. It's like, how fast are you going to go back to what you were?
Back.
It's like, I don't know.
It literally is being like, how fast is your uterus going to go back to the size it started as? It's like the weirdest thing.
Yes. You know what? I reposted this thing and so many people replied to it when I posted it and like shared it and were liking it. And I was like, okay, yeah. So we're all feeling this together. It was that like TikTok of the girl. And I've actually been seeing the audio a lot now.
Oh yeah.
Of her basically being like, I've never seen someone in public and like thought about their body for more than 2 seconds. Like, I've never, you know, when I'm saying like, oh, I can't wait for you to meet my friend. It's like, I'm telling them like how funny and awesome they are. I'm not like, her arms are tiny. Like, it's just like, it's so unimportant. And I don't mean to invalidate, but I think that helped me a lot. Like, even just as my body's like shifting a little and stuff through pregnancy, I've been like, oh, this is kind of like, this is an interesting experience I've never had before. I've just been thinking about how truly unimportant the way my body looks is. It simply just doesn't really matter at all. And again, societally, I think when you hear these things of like, oh, she bounced back so fast, it's like, it makes you feel like you need to do the same. But in reality,
or you're failing, or you're almost like a bad mom if you don't bounce back. It's so like tied in. It's kind of just like the ultimate woman, you know, stereotype of like, I need to have all of my ducks in a row. I need to bounce back. I need to be, you know, my kid needs to be behaving perfect. I need to be, you know, not losing myself in motherhood, also I need to be home all the time. Like, but also I need to there's just so much that it is very valid to feel like a failure.
Drowning in some way.
Yeah. And I definitely, like, postpartum is hard in terms of body image for most people. Some people not, but from me, like, I will just tell you how I felt. I felt the same exact way. Like, your body's just different and it's shocking. It's not even that you hate it. It's just shocking and new, and you have clothes that fit, you have bras that fit, you already have everything in your that you're used to, your body looking a certain way, and it changes so fast, and then you have to get adjusted to the newness of everything. So it's just a lot. It's not that it's bad necessarily, and like, even with the huge boobs, I hate that too, and my boobs like change size. I have had the amount of different bra sizes I've had in the last 4 years, I've gone from like a double D to a literal training bra to, like, after breastfeeding, my boobs were gone. Now they're big again. I literally have
just so much fluctuation.
I could dress a whole choir of girls with the bras that I have in my closet that I'm just like, I can't get rid of these. I don't know what size my boobs will be next week. It's just, it's a lot to take in. And I feel like when you look at yourself every day, you start to get used to it. Then when it shifts so fast, you're just like, wait, what? Now I have to. You lose your sense of style. That's also like a weird thing, but it's also frustrating because you're like, I don't have clothes that
look the same on me anymore.
Yeah, like I thought you worked so hard to get, you know, a capsule wardrobe or like, you know, clothes that you feel comfortable in. And then when those clothes don't fit anymore, you have to start from scratch and your hair is falling out.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what?
That's a lot.
Is happening? Your back hurts from breastfeed. It's just a lot.
Just be easy on yourself.
Yeah. Give yourself time.
And know that no one else is like,
judging you
and looking at you being like, oh, she needs to, like, no one. I mean, no. Unless they're losers, it's like no one really cares.
No, definitely not.
You're just doing your best.
Yeah, you're doing the best you can. And it's also hard not to. I would find myself, I'm just saying this to validate other people's feelings, because when I would hear other, like, postpartum moms talk about it, I'd be like, okay, I'm not, you know, weird or dumb. I would compare, like, how I would see a girl who just had a baby and be like, how many months postpartum is she? And then I would try to compare to where I was. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like so much further along than me. She's already back at the gym. Like,
yeah,
she's already whatever. And it just sucks. And so you just have to, like, especially if this maybe is your first baby, like, just work through it and just give yourself grace. That's literally the only answer. You just have to.
It's good to be. I feel like when you're in a low place, it's hard sometimes. Like, I feel like it's awesome. It's kind of like we were talking about last week or whatever. It's awesome to use people as inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be like, oh, that's really inspiring. But I think sometimes that's very hard when you're just, like, in a low place yourself.
Yeah.
It's like,
for me at least. Yeah,
it's like, okay, that's inspiring. But I'm feeling, like, literally personally attacked by the fact that this girl's back in the gym. Because yes. I feel like I cannot do that. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, sometimes you got to get off social media as well.
Definitely stop comparing yourself.
Yeah.
And also, you can do little things to make yourself feel better. You don't have to just, like, wallow in your sadness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find a balance of both. Of, like, maybe you want to start going on very slow walks just to make yourself feel better. Not to change anything. Just to be like, I'm going to show myself a little bit of effort.
Mm-hmm.
That helps me, at least.
Agreed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are going to jump into an ad to talk about Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. So we have talked about how important your gut is before and how your gut is really just important to your whole body's health. That's where it starts. So 61% of people experience gastrointestinal discomfort. And Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic is a new standard in probiotics. Its non-fermenting formula is backed by clinical trials and scientific studies and delivers more of what you need where you need it. So it's not just a gut feeling. Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health.
Seed is also the most beautiful probiotic brand. The packaging is stunning and it's just very sleek and chic, and it makes a probiotic routine very, very simple and easy. So great health starts in the gut, promotes healthy regularity and stool quality, provides relief from occasional digestive discomfort like bloating and intermittent constipation. Also, it can promote your fitness and cardiovascular health, so it supports your body's ability to break down fats and lipids and maintains blood cholesterol levels already in the healthy range. You also can look healthier on the outside too, so taking a probiotic can help promote smooth, clear, healthy skin, may help smooth the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, and help your skin maintain a more youthful look. It is a broad-spectrum probiotic and prebiotic formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains for whole body benefits. It's also rigorously tested for 14 classes of allergens defined by the European Food Safety Authority. So listen to your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/WWS and use code 25WWS to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/WWS, code 25WWS.
We're going to take a quick break to talk about Macy's. We love Macy's here at the What We Said podcast.
Don't you guys sleep on Macy's.
Never sleep on Macy's. She's an icon.
She's a legend.
She's beauty. She's grace. She's Miss United States. Well, as you know, the big game is coming up. Okay? And Macy's has everything that you need to take you all the way to the end zone. They've got all your football fan needs covered with team jerseys. They've got serveware plus food and snacks that'll keep you cheering. I know, you know, this year is the first year I'm going to try and tackle a good dip.
Tackle. Nice.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm glad you caught on to that. So check it out. Macy's.com. Go. They've got all your needs covered.
I think one of the best parts of Macy's is all of their like kitchen serving ware stuff. They have a ton of options, whether you want like some bowls or plates or like cute things to host, whether you have an outdoor space, an indoor space. Something that I've been trying to stock up on actually is like cute, unique plates and bowls and stuff for when I'm hosting a little get together and I want like unique little serving ware. Yeah. So they have also great beauty stuff, fragrances, shoes, clothes. Like they literally have everything you could need. So we're a big fan of Macy's over here at the What We Said podcast. You guys know that. Make sure you check out Macy's.com. That is Macy's.com. You can get some stuff for the big game if you're a football girly or just stock up on whatever you need. Okay. Hi, ladies. First of all, I love the pod and your personalities. Thank you.
That's nice.
I need help. My future mother-in-law has no boundaries.
Awesome.
My fiance and I are getting married in a couple weeks, and there have been so many times that she has crossed the line and made wedding planning a nightmare. She is the classic still in love with her son mom. My fiance luckily is an angel and recognizes how crazy she is. So today, my fiance and his family were at his cousin's wedding, and my future mother-in-law leaned over to me and said, "Would it be okay with you if I held his hand during the wedding?"
Huh? What does she mean?
Why do you have to like ask for that?
Yeah. Like that's the just, whole time?
Like that's just something you would do naturally like in the moment if you're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, are they standing up? Like, they're just sitting next to each other?
She's just
like,
sitting.
They're going to be holding hands the whole time.
Like, why are you planning it?
That's bizarre.
Okay. I was too stunned to speak.
He's just like, holding your hand and sucking his thumb the whole wedding. Just being dragged around.
It's careful. He's going to breastfeed next in the freaking bathroom. I was too stunned to speak. This is my wedding. Oh, wait.
Oh, she's saying like during
their own wedding.
Like, she's like, oh, speaking of weddings,
no,
do you care?
No, because she said, today my fiance and his family were at his cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
And she leaned over to me and said, would it be okay if I held his hand during the wedding? I don't know. Sorry, what? This is my wedding and I should not have to feel like I'm competing for my fiance's love and affection. I don't want other guests to look over and see my fiance holding hands with me and his mom. He should be holding my hand and my hand only.
Wait, what?
I'm getting confused now.
Here's what I'm assuming from that. This is what I'm drawing. Maybe they're sitting watching the ceremony and he's like holding her hand and the mother-in-law or the mother of the groom is standing up there that they're watching. And she's like, oh, what if when you guys are doing that, he's also holding my hand? Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. But also, is that normal to have a mother-in-law up there? I don't think that usually they would be up there. That's why I'm confused.
No.
Because I've never.
Or maybe not in that situation. Maybe it's another
time.
Like a dinner or something.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm assuming. She's like, oh, when this happens at your wedding, may I hold his hand?
This girl.
What the freak is your problem?
She said, how do I tell her to back off? No. She's got to stop. That's just
so weird.
Ask questions
make her feel dumb. What, you want to hold his hand? Ask for clarification
when?
Like five times.
Wait, like, literally be mean? Like, so when do you want to hold his hand? For how long?
Why?
Why? Like,
I've never seen that. Never heard of that.
I'm really.
Say, is your husband going to be there?
I don't like this at all.
No, that's freaking weird. Such a small thing.
Can I hold his hand during the wedding? No.
His whole wedding?
She's holding his hand?
It's so hard.
I thought she meant like at the cousin's wedding. I'm like, okay, you're being
weird.
Yeah,
sure.
I really hate this because the thing is we just don't have to deal with this kind of stuff. Like we have never had to deal with. It's too hard for me to even picture Leif's mom. She would say that jokingly to be funny. Yeah. But like she would never say that. So I'm like, I can't even imagine having to actually deal with something like that where it's like, oh, wow, you are so weird. And I have to constantly just be like putting my foot down in weird ways where it's like, what? Why are we talking about this?
Also, she's probably asking you so that you'll say yes because she knows it's like awkward for you to say no almost. Instead of if I bet if she asked him, like, can I hold your hand? He'd be like, what the freak? No, I'm
probably
not holding my mom's hand at my wedding. I'm a grown man.
Probably not. He probably goes along with what she says. True. Based on the person she is, I don't think she's getting told no very often. You know what I mean? Some people like that, it's like you just can't. You just go along with what they say.
You got to let go. Like, you've got to let go. I know I'm saying, like, as a boy mom, I mean, he's only two. I'm like, you've got to let him go.
They've got to leave the nest.
But I just know it. I can understand it to a different degree of like, it's even more confusing to me now because I'm like, I do understand your children. You want like that feeling of like, oh, cuddles. Like I want you to be little forever. But at the same time, you don't think of your son as
your boyfriend,
a grown adult as a boyfriend. It's like you still treat them as your son as an adult, not a son as a baby. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's even more confusing to me. It's like you.
I feel like any normal person is just not doing this.
No.
Like you just understand that when your kid grows up, there are certain things you will no longer be doing with them and you will no longer have access to.
Yeah. And I do actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, actually, I
will be holding Case's hand at his wedding, actually. Yeah.
I'm like touching his shoulders the whole time. No, I was thinking, I'm like, at Case's future wedding, if he so desires to get married one day. I'm thinking like the whole time I feel like I would be with Nick and be like holding Nick's hand like, oh my gosh, like
right,
our son is getting married.
Right.
So I'm like, I actually see how people could go down this terrible road if they don't have
a good relationship
or even a husband in general. Like,
right.
Or someone that they.
A partner. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like I would be basking in the celebration of like, oh, our son's growing up, like, but understanding that they're like moving on to the like a little bird fly,
right.
You know.
Right. Not holding, gripping on too tight.
Literally gripping.
Quite literally gripping onto the hand.
She's like leaving marks in his hand.
I'm terrified of this woman.
Yeah.
No, you gotta say no to that. And she's gotta stop. Truly.
Yeah.
Like, that's too far. It's too much. Sorry.
Yeah, what can you do, though? Like, you can just say no for the rest of your life. But, like, the real solution is give that woman a seminar.
Why do people just have to be so weird? It's like, because I really hate the notion of, like, cutting people out of your life and being like, my mother-in-law's toxic. We will never see her again. But like some people are just so weird.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's more annoying.
I don't want to be around you.
It's more annoying when they're just weird because you don't have really a good reason to cut them out. It's like, you're just kind of annoying. You're just kind of bothering me, but you're not harming me. Like you holding hands at my wedding is not harming me.
Right.
It's weird.
That's right.
So then it's like, it's even harder to say no to those people because you're like.
Because it's like, what? I'm not doing anything
you're
wrong.
You're not going to understand because you obviously want to do it. So if I'm like, that's weird. You're not going to be like, oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah. You're going to be so offended.
Yeah. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hope
Bye.
It goes well. Just slap her hand. Like, give her a little.
Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, slap on the wrist. Condones violence.
No, you literally need to say no, though. Like, you got to be like, sorry, that's, I don't want him to be.
But did the moment pass? Like, what did, like,
right.
She said she didn't say anything. So it's like.
Yeah, well, looks like they'll be holding hands.
Sorry, you
Send
lost
Send us photos.
Him. Yeah.
I'm terrified.
He's like, they're doing the ring. She's still holding his hand. Weird. So my husband and I are expecting a baby girl in a few months, and we have a name picked out that we're absolutely obsessed with. The problem is his younger sister, who is my best friend, already called the name on multiple occasions. It was the name her parents were deciding between when she was born, so I guess it kind of makes sense. She's not close to getting married or having a baby anytime soon. Like, what if she doesn't end up with any daughters or her future husband hates the name? I feel bad stealing it from her, but we literally can't picture another name for our daughter, and I feel like I'll regret it if I don't use it. What should I do? Wait, this sucks. Also, did you get the name from her?
Right. That is the
That's
sticky
the
part.
That's the tricky part. Because if you got the name from her,
that's rude.
Girly,
that's
I'm so
rude.
Sorry. That's just the law of the land.
Yeah.
Like, if she gave you the idea, even if she doesn't use it, it's just not right.
No, I feel like you can't in good conscience use something you literally were made aware of through her. And then you're like, actually, I want that because I got married first. Like, that's really rude. That but if is, you that's thought of the name separately, what is it? What is the name?
Can that's hard because it's like, it's not a, I almost feel like a friend is better because their kid, it's like, okay, who knows if they move away or something. And, you know, your literal cousin is going to have the same name as you. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
You can't have cousins having the same name.
Yeah, you could, but it's a little closer to home for I know. Sure.
I was telling my brother, I was like, I might name... This is when we were naming Case. I was like, I love your name, Lad. I was like, but they didn't know what gender their baby was going to be yet. They were like waiting until the end and they were due super close. And I was like, would you ever use Lad for your boy's name? He's like, I don't know, maybe. He's like, but you can use it. I'm like, oh, and they're 6 weeks apart and they're both named Lad. Like,
yeah.
No, I need to know if you're going to use it or not. Like cousins, that's weird.
I have like
unless
a
they're
weird,
like 10 years apart.
I have like a weird trigger with baby names. Like I am actually so problematic. Like I feel like it really probably is because I just didn't know if I'd ever be able to get pregnant. And I wanted to like use, which the irony is so deep now that I've had like specific names that I'm like, oh, I hope no one uses it. And I've had, and I know that people can have the same baby names. Like you can see someone online that has the same name as your kid. It's really only if your literal best friend or their cousin or a sibling uses
someone they're going to be around all the time.
Yeah, someone that's really close. It's like, okay, maybe I don't want them to have the same name. But I feel like I'm weird about, not weird, but
like
just for so long, I'm like, I would have certain names in mind and I'm just like, oh, please. Like, I don't want this to get stolen from me, even though I didn't invent it. But it's like, I don't want to see someone I know. Even how I feel is like, even if I know someone pretty well, or it's like someone who I'm online friends with, I'm like, now I can't name my kid that. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it would be weird.
Yeah.
If it's not a super common name.
Yeah.
If it's a very classic name, like I think it's more fine.
I agree. Totally.
You know what I mean? Yes. So I feel like I'm more like territorial about, I'm just like, oh, I want it. But I don't know. Maybe that'll change now that I'm actually like having a kid.
I feel that. I feel like it's normal to feel that as well, especially before you have a kid. Afterwards, like if someone were to name their kid Case that I knew, I'd be like, well, I had a first.
You did a first, yeah.
It's like, now I don't care as much. But before, if like, before it happens, you're like, I need.
Well, and you don't want it to be, again, this is like, but you don't want it to be like you stole it from, like if you've thought of it for like a year and you're like, I love it. And then someone on social media that you kind of know like uses it, it's like, oh, well, now are they going to think like, I just like copied their name? Like I've been thinking of that for a year or whatever. Who knows?
But it's so
okay,
hard.
Back to the problem at hand, because we forgot about you. We're just saying our baby names now. We're like,
names I love but won't be using.
New video. Yeah, I agree. I think if you got it from her, it's off limits. But I don't know. That's a toughie, because also what would suck is if like you don't use it and then she doesn't either. And you're like,
exactly.
Cool, why couldn't I have? I err more on the side of don't use it, to be honest, just because I feel like you can find a different name. I don't know.
There are so many names.
But that's hard if you literally are like, this is my kid's name.
But sometimes when you hear someone else is like thinking about it, or it makes you want it more. So maybe that's
true.
Because
you're like, oh, it is cool. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why you're so, like, I've had names where I'll have it on my list. I'm like, yeah, that's okay. And then I'll see someone else on social media. I'm like, dang it. Like, I really wanted that name. Yeah. Like, wait, did I? Or does it just seem more appealing now that other people
especially
are,
if someone's like cool and you like their vibe and then they name their kid that, you're like, okay, so I was onto something.
Or they're
there.
Thinking, they're like, this name's on my list.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe that's just the competitive Aries in me. But
yeah, I agree. But also,
I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for you. I also don't think it's like, I don't know. Your baby doesn't need to have the most unique name in the entire world that no one else has ever had. And not that that's the situation.
It also depends, on how unique this name is. If it's like Elizabeth,
right?
It's like, well, I've had that. If you've had it on your, you can also be honest with her. Be like, honestly, I've had this name for forever as well. But now that it's here, and now that I can, you know, really picture it, this just name just fits. Maybe put her first name as the middle name. Say she's named after you.
You know what? I will say there's someone that I knew like that named their kid something that I had thought was like a name I really liked, and. At the first, again, this is when I was like, I didn't know if I'd ever even be able to get pregnant. So I was like,
extra
just like, oh my gosh, like, okay. Cause I felt like it was close enough to home where I was like, I can't use it now. And I was like, wow, that really sucks. But literally after like 2 days, I'm not kidding, I was completely over it. And I was like, oh, I wouldn't have, I don't know what, maybe it's because they used it. I was just like, oh, I actually don't think I would have used that name. I got over it very quickly.
Definitely.
All that to say, maybe you could still use it and she'll get over it. I don't know.
Yeah. But I do feel like if she's like talked to you a bunch about it, you do need to say something before she just sees you announce it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
And she's like, what the freak?
Also, what is the name? Because if it's literally like Emily, then it's I think it's free game. But if it's something more unique where it's like, okay, that's pretty specific and like she's the one who thought of it. Yeah.
I know it does suck because she probably, if she's not even close to thinking about that stage in life, it's like she probably won't name her kid that, I feel like. Unless it's the most meaningful name ever to her.
Yeah.
I know like very few people who are like, I've had this name since I was 15 years old and now I'm using it. Very few people.
Yeah.
Which
usually
is scary.
Shifts.
Yeah. If that was true, I feel like everyone, did you have this name on your baby list when you're in high school?
What?
Guess a boy name.
A boy name.
That you, that if you're like, if
Crew. I had,
yes.
Crew. Crew and Brinley. Nick. Like,
and
for
what?
A girl, like Brinley or something.
For a boy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like something
Brinley.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Literally, Nick and I were just talking about that. He's like, when I was in high school, like, I thought the name Crew was so cool. I'm like,
universal. It was like
universal,
that time.
Yeah. It still is a
it
cool
is
name,
cute,
but it was
honestly.
So popular.
Yes, it was so popular. Mm-hmm.
It actually scares me how all of us are just sucked into an algorithm. Like, we kind of already touched on this, and this is the last thing I'll say about baby names, but I'll think of a name and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is groundbreaking.
And then you just
I
like
love
see
it. And then other people are like, I've been thinking of this name. Or I'll see it on like a baby name list of like.
You're like, I thought I invented that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're all thinking the same thing. Or like the comments of the thing will be like,
yeah,
I've been loving that name lately. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're so predictable.
Yeah, it's true. It's like there's culture and
we're
just
all in the same wavelength.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I agree.
Okay, sorry. That was the longest response to. I could talk about baby names forever.
Same. Okay. I absolutely hate my nose, but I'm scared I will hate a nose job result more because I won't be able to fix that. I haven't liked my nose for years. I got the courage to find a doctor for a change, and I saw the before and after, and he gave all the girls the exact same nose. Mm. Some I even liked their nose before more. If you have any advice for the plastic surgery thought process and how you know it's right, I would love to know. Well, this is also a very loaded question because it is so, it just is so dependent on you, your personality, what you want. I feel like obviously as someone who has got plastic surgery and feels like no regrets from doing so, I just feel like it was such a great decision for me. Not that I'm like, I'm pro and you should get it, but it really did change my life in such a positive way. And I was just talking to my mom because if you guys know, Jilly got an eyebrow transplant and she shared about it on her Instagram if you want to look at it because it's such like an interesting thing that I literally didn't even know existed. But we were both talking about it this weekend. We're like, we're both so happy. She was like, I'm so happy I did that. And I would literally pay double what I paid. Like, that's how much I'm so happy that I did this. And it literally changed my life.
It's crazy what eyebrows can do for you.
Yeah. And she was just saying like she used to hate anything where her makeup would get washed off or like even getting in the shower when she had like no eyebrows. She would just like look at herself in the mirror and just be like, ugh, or like, you know, anything with her face getting wet or even getting a facial. She's like, I hated like afterwards because it's just like, now I have to put my, like try and draw eyebrows back on or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was just telling her how I'm like so happy with my chin too. And how I just, it's like completely changed my life in the best way. So it's hard because I feel like it really can be such a, just if something bothers you and you think about it every single day, it's like you either have to accept it or just change
choices.
It. Like, I feel like you have two choices. And so, but what I will say about this is you shouldn't go to that doctor.
No, you
should not be going to that doctor because I really researched for my chin before and after pictures. And I looked at multiple doctors like in LA, in Orange County. I was like really doing my research because you don't mess around when you're talking about your face. Like you
especially
not mess around.
Your nose. That's the center of your face.
Yeah. And so I just felt like I did a ton of research. I did a consultation. I wanted to like feel good vibes from my doctor. I wanted to whatever. Anyway, and I felt really good about it going into it. I really wasn't like scared or hesitant at all when I was going in for the surgery. I just felt like very excited because I'd seen a ton of before and afters and they were all very natural. And he talked me through every single thing. I looked at the different sizes of the chin implants in person. Like I could see them. And again, I know that's different than a nose, but he was like, here's what we could do. He's like, we can do small, medium, whatever. And he was like, I would recommend medium for your face. He was telling me, and I was kind of like, oh, should I go small? And he was like, I will say, you know, he's been doing surgery for this many years. He's like, sometimes the small, it just doesn't make enough of a difference to someone. Like once they're healed, they're like,
you're going to go through all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, this one will like balance you very nicely. They photoshopped a photo of me to show me kind of what it would look like. Like,
oh my God.
They just went very in depth. And so I was like, I feel so comfortable and confident. You don't go to someone who you're like, I don't really like the noses they do. Like, no.
Definitely not.
You got to shop around. You need to be going to someone. And again, even with paying for plastic surgery, like I personally did a payment plan. So I just paid like monthly for it for how it was like interest free for a certain amount of months or whatever. So that was the option I went down or the road I went with. But like, that's something also you don't cheap out on. Mm-hmm. Like it is your face.
Yeah.
So you don't go to someone just because like, oh, I don't really love the noses they do, but it's cheaper. It's like, you'd be better off to save more.
Yeah, to like wait. Save.
And wait and go to someone who really you like their results and you've whatever. Maybe yeah. Know someone who went to them, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
I've had a few people that I kind of know personally go to my doctor actually get the same exact thing as me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to like their work. Mm-hmm. But your nose is so...
It's literally the focal point of your face.
Yeah, it's so unique as well. You don't want to go to someone who's, you know, not a good artiste.
Exactly.
You want to have the shape, the structure that you want.
Yeah.
That is going to complement your face. That's the scariest part of nose jobs, I feel like, because they can look worse
yeah.
than when you got them. That's like one of the surgeries that I feel like can go the most wrong.
Yeah.
On someone's face. Like if someone has a botched boob job, it's like you can fix that pretty easily or like, you know. A botched nose, you have to keep going back and reshaping it. And it's just like hard to go back on. So I get that. I, as someone who has literally thought of getting a nose job a million times, I always would go back and forth like, oh my gosh, like what if I don't like it more than my nose? I'd rather not like the nose I was given than like have
pay
someone.
Pay thousands of dollars yes. and then you hate that even more.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Bye.
Then just like.
Or not feel like yourself or something.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a nose really changes your face too.
Yes.
Like that is something where I feel like the chin was a little bit less even of a change maybe. I mean, I think it changed me a lot. Like when I look back at old photos or videos, I'm like, oh, wow, I feel like my face has changed a lot. But it's also a bit subtle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was going to say it's not as like your nose is so structurally
mm-hmm.
like part of your face.
Mm-hmm.
But from so many different angles and it's something... I don't know. It's just something that never changes on you either. I feel like boob jobs, you know, liposuction, things like that. It's like
you can kind of fluctuate.
Gain weight, lose weight. Like it looks different, but noses never change. Like no matter if you're in the best shape of your life, if you're not.
Wait, I've seen something about pregnancy nose or something. I'm terrified.
Oh, yeah, it's like your feet too.
It just swells.
Some people's nose gets bigger.
Forever?
Yeah. Some people's feet. Your mom was saying
her feet grew.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not the nose growing like Pinocchio when you're pregnant.
I don't think it grows
just like
this way.
Going bigger and bigger.
I think it gets wider a lot of times.
Interesting.
I didn't notice that, but I don't know if I would. But yeah, that's rough. I have no advice. Sorry.
I think just do your research. You got to feel really good. You should not feel hesitant. Like I'm telling you, when I went in for my chin surgery, I had like little nerves, but I was way more excited than I was scared. I was like, I've seen his work. I've done a ton of research. I've seen the mock-up photos. I've seen the implant in person. I've talked to him about my exact goals. The incision will be pretty undetectable. Like I just felt very overall.
That is
comfortable.
That is the only way in my life I would ever get a nose job is if I found some doctor for some reason that did
exactly
what I wanted.
Yeah.
But until then, it's not worth the risk for me, at
I
least.
Agree. And it is very expensive. Like plastic surgery is thousands of dollars. So do not do it unless
don't
you're
rush.
100% sure and confident and comfortable.
Don't rush it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my last one. Help. How can I set boundaries without being mean to my in-laws? I just had my first baby. He is currently 2.5 months old. 2.5 months, sorry. And he is also their first grandchild. My mother-in-law has been overstepping rather than just enjoying being a grandparent. She asked to babysit at 2 weeks old. She gives him a soother even when I've asked her not to.
What's that?
I don't know. Maybe like a pacifier or binky.
Okay.
I told her I struggle, or maybe like a chew. I feel like that's what she means by soother.
A chew toy?
Sorry, I didn't mean to, like a teething toy.
Oh. 2 weeks old? Girl, he's not teething. She said he has to babysit at 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She said, well, he's currently 2.5 months.
Okay, okay.
She asked to babysit at 2 weeks old. She's just listing off
okay, gotcha,
her offenses. Okay. She gives him a soother even when he's not. I mean, I'm guessing it's probably a pacifier.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like people call it different things. I told her I struggled with leaving him in the first month, and she forced me to go to a 30-minute appointment without my baby. She constantly asks about
Sorry.
You don't have to go.
No one forced you to go to an appointment. Well, I'm not saying she
was very pushy,
but mm-hmm. you gotta, I feel like, put your foot down. You don't just do something because someone says you should.
No, definitely not. She constantly asks about his sleep schedule and milestones and always has something negative to say.
Okay, she's annoying me so much.
It's draining me, to say the least. Do I just roll my eyes and vent to my own mom, or do I say something?
Oh, my gosh.
Depends on the circumstance, because with certain things, like if you don't want to leave your child with her, be like, sorry, no, I don't really feel comfortable with that. But there's certain things where it's like, if it's worth your effort, whatever. But most of those things are annoying enough that you could say something. Like if she drops one kind of passive aggressive thing about milestones, first of all, milestones are so like, so annoying and frustrating.
I'm so exhausted by her already. I can't. With like the sleep schedule. She's like, stop.
No.
Leave me alone.
You raised your son in literally like the 90s probably. That's a whole different time, okay? We have bassinets that soothe our baby now. We don't put them in, you know, boxes and drawers or whatever you guys did.
I'm sorry.
I don't think they did that. But some of the things that people used to do, like put alcohol in their baby's gums to soothe teeth. It's like it's just not the same parenting.
It's not.
And
just
sometimes
stop.
People don't understand that.
Unless she asks for your advice or opinion.
Which she will not.
Which she won't.
According
at this point.
To the person
Stop.
That you are, yeah. Not you, the girl writing it, but the mother-in-law.
On one hand, like, you gotta have more of like a firm. I feel like when you are a mom.
She probably knows you can be walked over.
Yeah, don't be walked over. Like, if you do not feel comfortable leaving your child, do not leave your child. Like, I just feel like.
It's okay that you did it. Yeah, saying you're a bad mom for doing it, but.
I don't care. I don't care at all what you do.
In the future.
I'm just saying you shouldn't have. No one should be forcing you to do anything. Like, hey, you need to leave for 30 minutes. I'm going to watch your kid. Like, there are just certain boundaries, I feel like, where it's like, I really just don't want to do that. Sorry, I'm not comfortable with that. Like, you got to put your foot down, I feel like, with stuff like that. The milestones, if you can just tune her out, I guess, best case scenario, because that's really just, again, annoying more than anything.
Yeah.
It's like, is it harmful? Is it annoying? Yes.
Yeah. You can annoy her back. That's one of my favorite things you could do is like, if she's saying annoying things about milestones, you know, hit her with some new studies that they found that maybe she gets annoyed with, you know, like, well, you know, nowadays I read this parenting book, but things that like that generation hates to hear.
Yeah.
Because it makes them feel attacked. I think that's
part
of it.
Everyone just feels like they did an amazing job parenting and they just want you to do exactly what they like. That's how I feel.
Exactly.
It's just like, oh, well, when I was a mom, I would just do this with my babies and it worked so well. So you should do it too. It's like, and again, advice is fine if I asked. But
if I ask, that's the thing. If you ask. And maybe it seems like you're probably just really nice. Like you're probably too nice. You probably, you know, want to make her feel included in the process. You're probably telling her, you know, about their sleep schedule, about their milestones that they're doing. Maybe you're even expressing some concern almost sometimes to like make her feel.
Well, I was going to say, I have a toxic trait that I can admit now that's like.
I can admit now.
That I feel like, okay, you tell me. Well, you just tell me what you think. Like,
okay.
Sometimes for me. If someone, which I'm not a parent, so I can't, I always know my place where it's like, I would never give someone advice because I literally have no idea. Like, if they're like, my baby cries, it's like, who am I to be like, you should do this. Like, I don't know what to do yet. So I'm not really saying I want to give them advice because I don't know what to do. But I do feel like sometimes if people are complaining about something, like, I can't even really think.
It.
Yeah. In my mind, I'm like, then change what you're doing. Like, is that rude? Like, should you just let people, just that thought.
Oh, in parenting or just in general?
Really, I guess anything. But I just feel like.
Like wanting to control people? Maybe.
No, not control them. But it's like.
Yeah.
Like if you're complaining like all the time, it's like, oh, I just get no sleep because this and this and this with my kid. I'm like, so then change the schedule. Like to me, I'm like, doesn't that seem like logical? And I feel like what I'm saying is maybe if you're complaining to your mother-in-law, then she's like. Feels the need to step in and be like, well, you should do this with their sleep schedule then. But if you're not complaining, like, I don't know why she's stepping in. But either way, like, I feel like even for me, I'm like, I just need to let people like complain and vent because I don't know the solution.
Yeah. And they'll,
I feel like that's kind of judgy of me to be even like, if they're like, oh, I just, you know, this and this I'm going through with my baby. Like in my head, I'm like, then change it. Yeah. Like to me, I don't understand. Like, why are we doing the same thing over and over then?
Yeah.
Like change it. But is that rude?
I don't think it's rude. I mean, I don't know.
It's just like, I guess I'm just trying not to give the mother-in-law the benefit of the doubt, but like, I'm just saying maybe a reason she's bumping or like stepping in is if you're like, I'm not getting any sleep and then, or something. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, then change the sleep. And you're like mad at her for saying that. Yeah, but maybe you're kind of opening it up in a way. I'm just saying maybe don't complain to her specifically if you don't want her thoughts. Yeah.
I think sometimes people make the mistake of venting to the wrong people. I think that's what it is. It's like you want to, as you know, whatever struggles you're going through in this scenario, you know, with a newborn, you want a place to go to complain or to vent or to talk about the things that have been hard for you. You want like a safe place to do that. And a lot of times you do feel like that is other moms or like older women. You're like, oh, you're supposed to be like the person you're guiding me through this a little bit. I can come to you and I can feel like a safe place to not feel judged and to be like, it's really hard that like we've been trying to get my baby to sleep or blah, 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 or he's not crawling or whatever it is. You want a safe place to talk to. And sometimes when that person that is supposed to be the safe place is judging you and starts giving you advice that seems, it almost, they don't mean it like this, but it makes it feel like you're doing something wrong and that you've failed. And I feel like as a mom, it's so
hard.
That's
just not what you want to feel like.
Yeah, yeah. It's like of everything I've done in my life, at least, like the last thing that if I feel like I'm not doing good at work, it's like, okay. Like, I can get better, whatever. If you feel like you're not being a good mom, it's like, it feels
guilty,
earth shattering. Like, you just feel like so guilty. You feel so bad. So when you feel like someone's judging you, you're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm trying. Like, and you feel misunderstood. Then you immediately like, okay, I guess I'll just suffer in silence.
Yeah. So, and not tell you about any of my struggles.
Yeah. So I would just say she's probably not a safe place to vent to.
For sure.
So and I would just
pretend to know your audience.
Sometimes you just got to be like, everything's great. Everything's fine. I'm not worried about the milestones. You know, if she says something unsolicited, like, why isn't he sitting? He should be having more tummy time. Like, just be like, I'm not worried about it. He's, you know, if you act confident, she might back off.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but you gotta vent to the right people for sure.
Yeah. Sounds like your mom, if you're saying, you know, just go to your own mom for it. Just find the people who you're like, okay, you are a safe place for me to say this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you trust me. So
yeah, definitely. I agree. Well, this ended up being a long one. A long Friday.
Yeah, sheesh. Wow.
Sheesh.
We're giving you guys, I guess video just makes us chat.
I thought we'd do the opposite.
I know.
But here we are.
Of ourselves.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for watching. Again, we are available on YouTube if
our
you guys want to
hooves.
Watch. We are in complete, we're very matchy today.
We're the opposite. We're like the angel and devil on your shoulder giving you advice.
Even our hats are kind of literally the same. Anyway, I know it seems like we plan it. I mean, we kind of do. Like, you were in a sweatset and I was like, I'm already in a sweatset. Mm-hmm. So we're already wearing these outfits today.
I know.
Okay. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching or listening. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcast app if that's where you want to listen, Spotify, to be notified when new episodes come out, or subscribe to our new YouTube channel. Either way, we appreciate it all. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.